Greetings to all my bosom friends out there in the Booniverse. I've just written a poem, which is actually something I hadn't done for a long time. Much too long, in fact. So it was good to get out my bedraggled old quill and my dusty bottle of ink and pen a few lines, so to speak. That sounds better than typing a few lines into my laptop. Anyhow, I'm going to read this. I'm not really sure how good it is, given that it's just free verse and mainly stream of consciousness writing. But here goes anyway. This is called The Voice. I hear it amid the shrill whistles of sparrows as they sport in the springtime sky, or search for seed in the tender young grasses. I hear it in the gentle whicker of wind that runs unseen mischievous fingers through my hair, free and unbound as a March morning. I hear it in the welcome spatter of rain that comes as a humble servant to wash the feet of a soiled world and make it pure again. I hear it in the implacable clack of heels on pavement, the tumult of passing traffic, the bee-like buzz of faint conversation that denotes the perpetual flow of life. And I hear it in the coo and cry of infants who, new as they are, still know how to marvel at the glories of creation. It says, "Fear not, you are not alone. I was with you even when your days were darkest, your battles bleakest, your outlook obscured by overwhelming hopelessness. I am with you still in this new springing now, making a path for you among the thorns that would trip you into temptation, burning as a beacon to guide you through the shadows of iniquity." It says, "If you need ask whence this voice, whence these words of wisdom, only know that I am who I am, and I will speak many secrets if you have the ears to listen, and I will show you many wonders if you have the eyes to see. Remember me in the night time of your terror and in the sunlight of felicity." It says, "You are not lost. Wherever you wander, I am with you. If you need me, only listen to sparrows, to wind, to rain, to children, and I will be there, waiting."